You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So this is happening. People are getting into fellowships. They're getting in, basically, they're getting into church families, and they're beginning to live together, eat together. You guys, I believe, are sending out missionaries, possibly, and just be in the church. It's happening. But it's like an explosion of growth, so you're like trying to somehow stick your, when you're going down the rapids in the river, you just stick your oar in the water every now and then, try to keep it on track. I'm sure that was probably what it was like. And you get the credit for the whole rapid river. So, but in that, great things are happening. People are finding God. People are finding relationship. People are growing in God. I mean, good things are coming out of that. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's a wonderful thing to have somebody tell you, God used you to change my life.
Yes.
And that was happening, where people would come to one of us or all of us and say, you know, I was here, but now I'm here, thank God. Mm-hmm. And there were marriages saved. There mm-hmm. were, I mean, there's no end of testimonies you could right. give. Most of them weren't put in books, right. and they weren't shouted from the housetops, but they happened.
Isn't it amazing, the good things, which are like 98%, 99%, which is God moving, the glory of God, but people focus on, you know, the human frailties, where things happen, like the sons of Stephen. I don't know why that happens, but just amazing. I mean, literally, you think about that much impact that the America shifted in a positive light because of what God was doing and you guys were actually a part of. I mean, it's just a powerful thing. It's like a breath of fresh air or a glass of cold water in a desert when, you know, religion's trying to just take everybody down, and all of a sudden the river comes with the Holy Spirit and begins to carry you and gives you a freshness and a newness, and, you know, that's just exciting.
Well, I think the entire charismatic renewal, including Full Gospel Businessmen, what we were doing, any number of parts of the movement, was a wonderful thing. And I think that it saved our country for a time. It was a reprieve. I think the Great Awakening was that. I think every revival seems to come at that kind of a time. The Hebrides revival and its impact in Scotland, and mm-hmm. Every great revival, and the Welsh revival. And I think it's good to study revivals because it gives you some perspective.
Yeah.
And I think America's going to need another one right away. We need to see God move. And I think in some places He is moving, mm-hmm. and He's preparing the ground. Perhaps all the political stuff that's going on now mm-hmm. will help encourage people to seek God, mm-hmm. And instead of trying to solve it themselves. But we're due for a visitation from the Lord.
And that's why this is what we're talking about. I believe it's so important because, you know, a lot of times people just need to know the things that God can do. And their faith goes up. Also, they're immediately able to receive, immediately go, this is God. This has happened three times before in our nation. This is Him moving. You can get in immediately of what God's doing and not end up being the ones that go. I mean, this is, they say this, you have three different things. When God begins to do a new thing, the old thing begins to fight the new thing.
Right.
Then you have the one that, I believe, resists it, and the other one just joins it. You know, it's going on. So you don't want to be the one that resists what God's doing. I remember, you know, William Seymour, his spiritual father opened up a ministry outside his ministry to have deliverance for everybody that came out of Azusa Street. He was right across, his spiritual father, you know, was having deliverance for people that would come out of his ministry.
Right,
Azusa
right.
Street was reaching the world.
Right, right.
You know, I'd like to be the one that goes, okay, God, I got it. This one moment, this is you. And it's, I mean, right now when you're seeing what's happened with Kanye West and soon to be Justin Bieber and other ones, you know, you see people going, this is God. Then you see other people going like, there's no way that can be God. And it's like, but if you understand the spirit of God, you can feel God. You know, you know it's God by you. Well, your spirit bears witness of what's going on. You can just feel this is God or that's not God. But you can see what God's doing. I remember looking what, you know, Kanye West, he was in Jamaica, and I'm watching this video of him in Jamaica, and they're worshiping, the people of Jamaica are worshiping God, and the whole time I'm looking at it going like, what? I'm just shaking my head going, what? But I know it's God.
Yeah.
And I watched every second of it because I was like, this is awesome. But it's shifting us out of where we were into a place that we desperately called out for. We just didn't know what we were calling out for because it's going to be so outside the box, you know, when God moves. And I just watched more and more. Like, this is God. This is amazing. And then eventually he brought pastors in that would preach the gospel. Thousands are getting saved. The Bible Society is giving out Bibles. And it just goes, it's just amazing that I just see this explosion about to happen. But I see the church just kind of quiet and, you know, just kind of deluded, I guess you would say, or just distracted, or, I mean, not even involved with the things of God. But yeah, God's moving. He's beginning to already move. We're starting to see these things begin to pop up, you know, and I think it's just going to be rapid. I think it's going to be huge. But we have to have the wisdom because we're going to have the same situation. How do you deal with explosion of growth of, you know, Rick Joyner says, you know, that a thousand people a week joining your fellowship, what do you do with that? You know, Bob Jones, over a billion souls being saved in this revival. All of us, you know, God's showing me encounters where you're having to ask the question, you know, who feels called to be a pastor? And these people are raising their hands, but they have to be trained up. They have to be somehow, you know, imparted into their lives to be this pastor. And I remember this one situation was where I'm asking the question, I'm in this dream, I ask the question, and these probably everybody's in their 30s or 20s and 30s, young folks. And I said, is anybody here you feel called to be a pastor? And there, some raised their hand high, some raised their hand a little bit, but there was this diversity that raised their hands. And the next scene was all these people were like in a bunkhouse, laying down on bunks, but it was all made out of ice. It was like an ice bunkhouse. They were at pastors on ice, if you would. Then all of a sudden, I started, you know, dreams are, I started just stepping out, and I was like skating in my shoes. I put the first step, and all of a sudden, God just broke my heart. And I began to talk to them about what it's really like to be a pastor, and that the brokenness and the pain, and that you need what it's going to require of you. And I feel like there's just going to be this, if there's a large harvest, then God's going to call a lot of pastors to raise up to pastor a few and to give their life out on behalf of those people. And I began to see that. So that's going to happen again. So what do you think would be the response to that based on your experience?
You mean to an explosion of growth?
Which requires leadership, which requires pastors.
I don't think that you're going to have professional pastors. I think you're going to have lay pastors or people who are bivocational, and I think that's going to happen more and more. I don't think young people want to be pastors.
Right,
the smart ones. it's one of the hardest jobs in the world, and thousands are bailing out of it because of the expectation, and the culture's going in a different direction. Yeah. But I think that. I don't like the word lay pastor. I think pastors will be raised up from among the people over small groups.
Yeah,
you can't pastor 1,000 people.
Nope.
No way. You can pastor pastors who pastor pastors.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
But that becomes very remote. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're going to see small groups, and you're going to see leaders emerge,
right?
And they'll be biblically oriented people, mm-hmm. spirit oriented people, and if not in this country, I think it will be. But I think it's already everywhere else.
Right. Yeah, it's happening. It is happening outside the. As a matter of fact, China, the Church of China. Came to meet with Mike Bickle at the International House of Prayer at the One Thing Conference, the last one they had in 2017. And so you had the American church meeting with the Church of China, meeting with the Church of Egypt. They all came together, 2018, December. And Mike Bickle realized, I've been fathering a vision, but not fathering a family. And what the church in China understood was how to be family. And so now that they humbled us, I said, listen, we want to learn from you how to be family. And so they committed to step down from the one thing, walk out a long process of a global shift to families taking place right now. That was the word that came out. And that they're having to learn how to do it. I mean, it's much easier to run an institution. It's much easier to run an organization. But when you're dealing with family, you're dealing with everything. It's not a clean thing. It's a messy thing. Your love's really tested. Your motives are really tested in being there. But that's really where, you know, God wants us to be in the context of family.
Well, families become tribes, and tribes become nations. It's a spiritual father, and to me, the test of a true disciple is that they make disciples. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our, quote, discipleship programs don't produce disciple makers. They produce educated Christians. And I think what you'll see is those who produce disciples that produce disciples will be spiritual fathers like they are in China, mm-hmm. and they might be the patriarch of a million people.
Exactly, yeah.
And that will happen because they replicate. The Western church does not replicate. Mm-hmm. It gets people to join the church, but the members are not replicating.
Instead of the go-e church.
Well, yeah. Yes, they're spectators.
Right.
And they're good people.
Yeah.
They love it. If the pastor doesn't get it done, they'll fire him and get another one.
Right.
And they want to grow the church.
Right.
They want good programs, mm-hmm. and so forth. And they're not making disciples themselves. Now they're hiring missionaries, and they're doing a lot of wonderful things. I don't want to just be.
They're
negative.
Actually supporting what's happening in Asia and other countries. Who
yes.
are operating in family context of everything that we're not doing here, they're doing there. But some of the missionaries go, shh, don't tell them because they're the ones supporting us doing this over here.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That has gone on. Baptists had a big kerfuffle several years ago because they passed a vote that they wouldn't support a missionary that spoke in tongues.
Wow.
And it was argued against, but they did it anyway. Now I think that's been rescinded.
Okay.
So that's a case of incongruency where you've got a group of people supporting another group of people who are different than the people that's supporting
right.
them, and what do you do about it?
Right. Yeah.
But I think the family idea where you're producing sons and daughters and they're reproducing, I think that's what happened in the scriptures.
Yeah.
And that's the model that Christ showed us.
But that's when, you know, you guys were doing that and are doing it. You're doing it now, but that you were doing it, and people looked at it from afar, and they began to identify it and put names on it, when it's nothing but a biblical structure manifestation of a vine growing naturally and things happening and responding to what God does. So you're talking about this. I know, for example, there's a minister in China that has over a million people in his tribe that it began by just this family, and they're meeting in different houses in different areas, but they're all connected relationally, just like a natural family's connected relationally.
There are about probably six of those kinds of groups in China where the fathers can be in prison, and they're still the fathers of a million people.
Yeah.
It's a relational, organic. I think family is given to us as a type of how the spiritual works.
Right, right.
And so
Romans 1:20, right? You can
right.
look at what God's designed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with discipling somebody who's going to pastor a church, an institutional church.
Right, right.
The problem I have is if the constituency doesn't ever make disciples.
Right.
That explains why we have lost the culture.
Mm. Yeah.
And why we're losing our children.
It's almost rebellious in the American culture to do what God says.
Well, in the natural culture, it is. I mean, the natural doesn't receive the things of the Spirit.
But even in the church, as you say, somebody says, you know, I'm going to go tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, they found Jesus. I'm going to teach them about Jesus, and I'm going to disciple them. And then that one does. Next thing you know, you have the thing they would call a movement, but you just basically have people getting saved that are following God, becoming a disciple, who make disciples. And they felt, I know they felt threatened historically in the 60s and 70s when you guys are watching what God's doing and getting you got credit for what God was doing. And then some people felt threatened that it was going to be a new denomination or something versus it's just something God's doing.
Well, I don't know a church where it's happening that way. Mm-hmm. I know of groups where it's happening that way. And I wish if somebody listening to this knew of such a church that they would let me know. Okay. I would be very tempted to go and join it and learn.
Right.
Because
In America.
Mm-hmm. What I see is discipleship is looked upon as what happens on Sunday.
Right.
And or in Sunday school.
If mentioned at all. If mentioned at all. That's a word you don't hear mentioned much.
Right. And it's that's fine. Mm-hmm. But the replication at a personal level, I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Now, it must be happening somewhere, mm-hmm. but it's certainly obscure as far as I know.
Right.
And that concerns me greatly because Jesus' last words were, "Go make disciples."
Yes.
And
teach them to obey all.
Everything I taught you,
yeah.
And I'll be with you. Well, I'm not seeing that on a personal level.
Right.
And we've institutionalized the process with schools and seminaries and whatever else we have to make disciples. It's not personal, and the people who go through it are not personally making disciples.
Right.
The exceptions to that are usually outside the church, parachurch.
Right, right.
And that's a shame because the church has the tools to do it if the people will take responsibility.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.